This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. For years now, there has been a steady drip-drip of reporting on how work from home is hurting commercial office space. It's something we've talked about a lot on this program. And now we've got yet another data point. According to the real estate analytics firm Trepp, more owners of office properties are delinquent on their loans. In May, more than 3.33% of commercial loans were seriously delinquent. That's up from a year ago. As Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, the outlook for office building owners might get worse before it gets any better.
If the last few years have taught us anything, it's that it's really hard to know if and when more people will come back to offices. And if you own an office building, the bank holding your loan probably doesn't like that uncertainty, says Kevin Fagan at Moody's Analytics.
There's a lot of skepticism and uncertainty that drives down the ability to get debt financing if you're an office owner.
So Fagan says even more office building owners are likely to miss payments in the months ahead. Plus, when they refinance, they'll do so at higher interest rates, says Mark Vittner, chief economist at Piedmont Crescent Capital.
We're very much in the early innings of this.
If you're a renter, you might be able to get a better deal on space right now, but Vittner says most office renters aren't jumping in just yet.
It's not just the renters that are on the sidelines, but people that might be interested in buying an office building and repurposing it or refocusing it.
They're all waiting for the market to drop even further, he says. There is one bright spot where developers are making investments, the suburbs, says Ellen Dunham Jones, an urban design professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology.
They're going in and really trying to now provide the more urban amenities in those places that they never had before.
Housing, outdoor spaces, restaurants, and shops, Dunham Jones says, as developers bet that more people might come back to the office if it's a bit closer to home. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.